from stpetecatalyst.com.
Hey, I'm Joe Hamilton, and you're watching My Mayor exclusively on St. Pete Catalyst. With our new series, My Mayor, we're spending some quality time one-on-one with each of the candidates to get to know the person behind the policy. We'll record every other Wednesday and then release it the next day on Thursday. Our format will be to spend a few minutes catching up with the candidate on how the campaign's going, and then ask the same one question to each candidate with giving them ample time to answer in depth. Our goal is, as you spend the coming weeks getting to know these candidates through these deeper answers, that you'll be able to make the right decision for you as to who should be our next leader. We'll invite you to continue the conversation on the Cloud Catalyst platform through the comments, with a reminder that we actually moderate our comments so that you can share your perspectives and your insight without fear of it being hijacked by trolls or negativity. Now enjoy this first episode. Hey, my name is Joe Hamilton, and you're watching My Mayor exclusively on the St. Pete Catalyst. And joining me today is Wenge Newt Newton, mayoral candidate. Welcome, sir.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Appreciate it.
So how's life on the campaign trail?
Oh, it's going good. You know, I filed the run December 18th, and on December 21st, I had total right knee replacement surgery. So I've been down for a minute and recuperating. About 75% back and 10 weeks out of my total right knee replacement. But the campaign is going strong. You know, since that time, there's been two polls, and we're holding a strong second place in both of them. One 2 weeks after my surgery, and another one just last week by Florida Politics, and we're still holding second place. So we're doing good. We're encouraged about the campaign. We want people to come and join Newt for Mayor, and also go out to our website at www.newt4mayor.com. So everything's going good. Today, it's 160 days out, so we got plenty of time. So we're just running hard, and hopefully will prevail.
And what's your day-to-day look like?
My day-to-day, I had two coffee meetings this morning. I got to go and meet with some more contributors. As you know, this is the time where we're fundraising, which is most important because you need money to get your message out. I mean, being born and raised in St. Pete and have 12 consecutive years of governance, that's fine, but doesn't mean anything if people don't know what you've been doing and how you've been fighting for the people of St. Petersburg.
Oh, and hopefully that's what this series will help you do.
Thank you.
And that takes us to our question for the day. As we're looking to get behind the issues and get to know the person, the candidate, our question for today is, what are the three personality traits that will guide you most as mayor?
I would say number one would be passion. I have a passion for representing the people of St. Petersburg. And I've done that, you know, 8 years on the St. Pete City Council and 4 years in the legislature. I build bridges and relationships to bring home much needed resources. And I also get legislation signed into law. And that required working across the aisle with the majority, which is a Republican majority in the Florida House, and being able to succeed in bringing things home. And like I said, it was all about bridges and relationships. And that's what I've done over my 12 years of governance. And that's what I'm gonna use to guide the city forward.
That's great. How about another one?
The second one, I guess, would be honesty. You'll never find me, you know, bidding for myself or my family or friends. Always representing the city of St. Petersburg and the people in St. Pete. Unlike we got a candidate in this race who have done that publicly for family members. And you will never find me bidding for myself, only the people in St. Pete.
So honesty is obviously a really important quality in a mayor. There's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes, and there's a lot of work that has to be done across the aisle, as you mentioned. How do you balance, you know, full transparency and sharing everything that's happening versus not causing panics or causing undue stress or giving almost too much information for people to process?
Well, you be clear and decisive and to the point. You know, when I took my oath of office for the city of St. Pete, it says that I'm a steward and I work for the people of St. Petersburg because I'm a recipient of public funds. So by virtue of that, I work for the public. And if you got a problem in St. Petersburg, which is 60 square miles wide, 265,000 people now, then I got a problem. I believe transparency is the best method. When people understand what's going on and it's clear and concise, they have no doubt to be able to follow what you're trying to do for the greater good of the city of St. Petersburg.
That makes sense. And what's the third trait?
My third one, I would say curiosity. I want to know an issue to its fullest extent. You know what I'm saying? That's why when the mayor wanted to close down Alfred Whittier Airport, when the mayor closed Alfred Whittier Airport waste treatment facility, I was adamantly opposed. I think Councilmember Cornell and myself were the only two no votes. We voted from day one against that because we knew what it would do. And subsequently, we had a council member in this campaign who voted for closure. And like I said, subsequently, we had over about 1 billion gallons of raw sewage dumped into Tampa Bay, ruining our environment. So I like to study issues so they fully know how, what cause and effect that they're going to have. And that's what I've done in my time on council. I asked a lot of questions. I figured the only dumb question is the one you don't ask. Hmm.
And there's so much information out there today. Every single little subject seems to have a team of experts that have devoted their life to studying it. How do you manage the intense amount of information that's out there and distill it down so that your team and yourself can actually make actionable decisions against it?
I would say, you know, measure 10 times, cut once. You got to have surround yourself with good people, trust them, and trust their judgment. And also, ultimately, go to the people that pay your salary. Remember, we're recipients of public funds. We work for the public. We're entrusted this power for a finite amount of time. And when that time is over, it goes back to the public. So I would definitely go to them for not just their input, in such cases, their vote, because I asked for their vote to be able to do this job.
And so passion, honesty, and curiosity, all of those will serve you in any career that you undertake. And certainly being a public servant isn't the easiest of roads with all the divisiveness on social media and in the world. Why did you choose public service?
I think that the most honorable thing that anyone could do is service above self. And I was born and raised in Midtown South St. Pete, the most impoverished area in this whole county of 1 million people. It was that way in 1963 when I was born. It was that way in 1985 when my mom died there of a massive heart attack. And it's that way today. So I was motivated out of necessity to get involved. You got to do something or do nothing. So I offered myself up to serve back in 07, and the people saw fit to give me that opportunity, and I thank them for that, and I hope they'll vote for me on August 24th to continue serving the people of St. Petersburg.
Wonderful. Candidate Newt Newton, thanks for joining us on My Mayor.
Thanks for having me, John. Appreciate it.
From stpetecatalyst.com.